on tonight's episode.
Hey, 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. Aw, happy birthday to us.
Yes.
This is the official 1 year mark since the beginning of Retina Weekly.
Yeah, and we talk about more older news of pop culture, movies, TV, you know. We've been doing this for a year.
Yeah. It's not our first rodeo. Mr. Silva, out of a year, how does it feel?
1 year of Retina Weekly. Every week for the past year.
Just about.
We've been here talking about the news. There's the one part of the song that he's like, talk about the news.
Talking about politics.
And the news. I can't remember.
Anyway.
And it's Bear Gibbs show.
Yeah, Bear Gibbs talk That's show.
It's funny. It's like saying that, I remember Michael Scott. He would say something, some quotes from the show.
Oh, yeah.
He did say that's from, like, he says the character. SNL. Yeah.
All right, Michael Scott.
So 1 year, and it was a good year.
Yeah, I think so.
The music, no one knows the lyrics.
Yeah. You don't know the lyrics?
No, there's an episode of Titans, Teen Titans Go. There's like, we should sing that song that nobody knows the lyrics. I don't know the lyrics. Yeah. Well. Okay.
Cool. So, we've learned a lot. But I don't know, top five?
Yeah.
Movies? I don't know. Moments? Favorite moments?
Past year, yeah.
In the year? I'm asking you, what were some of your favorite moments from the year?
Past year, we saw the end of the Star Wars universe. I mean, the end of the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
And you should call it the end of the Skywalker saga because there's no Skywalker left. Rey is not a Skywalker.
That's not what she said.
Well, she identifies herself as Skywalker.
She chose. I mean, it's great symbolism. Like the whole Skywalker saga, right, is about the battle between light and dark and in the galaxy, but also within. She had the ultimate darkness within her, and she chose the light. Yeah. Palpatine represents darkness. Skywalker represents light. She chose the light.
Yeah,
it's a great symbol.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit better than. Just Solo like, being Solo because
oh
he was
gosh. Solo. Oh my gosh. You're alone. Yeah. On Solo.
Yeah. No, she's Skywalker. Which being a girl doesn't mean much, you know. If she marries Jake Boonga Boonga, she's gonna become Rey Boonga Boonga, right?
I don't know. Skywalker's a pretty big name to give up.
Yeah, so it's going to be
Skywalker. He could become Jake Skywalker. I don't know. Where's that
galaxy? Okay. Anyways, so we saw the end of the Skywalker saga, the Star Wars Ninology. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea.
Third trilogy.
The trilogy of trilogies. And clearly we still have a lot of feelings about it.
Yeah. It was we heard recent news that Daisy Ridley, the actress that portrays Rey, revealed that the Ryan Johnson screwed up things. He changed the plan. The plan started by J. Abrams included things that for a period of time Rey was a Kenobi. Or maybe even a Skywalker, which I think it wouldn't make more sense. But, you know, the new guy said, I want to do something new. I want to surprise those punks. Burned. And
the sacred text!
And she's nobody. And Luke is a loser. It was like, yeah, completely out of there.
Yeah.
And then for the third one, The Rise of Skywalker, the one that we saw last December, JJ tried his best to, you know, fix things. going back to not only to his first installment of Force Awakens, mm-hmm. but to close the the Ninology.
Yeah, and he had to use a lot of film time to get things back on track, to get the story back to...
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Even,
it's
really unfortunate. Even simple things like Leia, Jedi training, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
They showed us that. On a much brighter note, though, we also had, in the Star Wars universe, we had The Mandalorian. Which was a real high point for me.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a lot.
Yeah. It was good.
On the podcast. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel like The Mandalorian really contributed and added to the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Whereas this last trilogy of... This last bit of the Star Wars movie kind of... Or the Star... The last bit of the Skywalker saga kind of took... Was like ripping off... I don't know. Anyway. The Mandalorian contributed and added and developed and was really something... Fantastic and worthwhile.
The initial goal with the new trilogy was, I think, was always to end things, and some they end well, some they end terribly. But shows like The Mandalorian, they expand on the Star Wars universe in really, really good ways, like the old expanded universe. Used to do with books, comic books, video games, etc. And it's like it brings back the excitement that the old movies, the original movies did. You know, it's like the bad guys are threaty.
Threatening?
Word? Threatening.
Yeah.
What's the word Andy is? Threaty.
Rudy Pants.
Yeah. The bad guys are Rudy Pants. They are scary.
Oh, yeah.
And the good guys are, like, bold and brave and heroic. You know, you see a glimpse of the heroes, like,
Or a glimpse and of they hearken villain. To, like, those heroic archetypes of, like, the knight errant or the wandering cowboy. Or
Yeah. Striders and what they call Solo? The
rogue?
No, that's not the word for
I'm not totally sure. They mostly just
smuggler.
Call them rascals, smuggler.
Yeah. Anyways, so they really worked there well. They expand the universe in a way that they're not trying to end things. You know, they're trying to survive, to manage life in that universe before the end. Same thing with some other things about Star Wars we saw this last year and we talked about and I really liked was the final and conclusion and the end of Clone Wars.
Yes.
And they ended Clone Wars twice before. And they did really well.
Mm-hmm.
And this last one was superb, as both times they did it before, both on Netflix and for broadcast TV. I mean, not broadcast TV, for Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was good. And I mean, I'm never going to say no to more Ahsoka Tano.
Yes.
Just on principle. But they did a good job with that. And again, they really... Like, it was worth watching in and of itself. They weren't just, like, milking, like, oh, let's make more of this popular show so that people pay to watch it. Like, it was actually really good storytelling that maybe is going to set us up for some more Ahsoka Tano and The Mandalorian.
Yeah, the show was a backdoor pilot for shows.
Well, that's right.
For Ahsoka's gonna be in this new expanded universe.
Mm-hmm.
But also for the Bad Batch, they got their new show announced.
Yeah.
And for the sisters, I thought it's like I had the feeling that they wanna make a show for the sisters, but I didn't think it was too many of the same character. They basically the same. They like the smugglers, the rebels,
I don't know. Like, the sisters, it's interesting to see a side of the Star Wars universe that has nothing to do with bounty hunters or empires or Jedi or anything. Like, this totally separate... Actually, they're not even separate, though, because right away they got caught up with the Hutts. And And I don't know.
They had to connect. I never thought they had to connect strong with Ahsoka so the story could go on.
Sure.
But the Bad Batch, they you know, they show the dynamic of the group, and the group itself could and will develop stories about the past and the future, since they don't have the microchips that make them follow the Order 66. Yeah. So how are they gonna survive in this world where the Jedi are being persecuted, the clones are bad guys, and they are in the middle?
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like the Bad Batch is gonna be all that bad, if you know what I mean. Oh.
What? Okay. Yeah, I think Star Wars, the covers, what we saw.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for Kenobi, and soon it'll come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing this year was we had a virus.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, coronavirus stalled and stopped the industry changing a lot. Like, movies start being released straight to streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Movie theaters closed. The movie productions halted, and
for TV too.
Like,
we should be having new seasons.
Yeah, we are in mid-September, and nothing premiered.
So this is weird. Although they are starting to get back to work.
Yes.
Mom started shooting.
Your mom? What she's shooting?
You know, mom.
I know. Okay.
My mom takes pictures of the woods in her backyard and her feet.
And that corpses of animals.
Yes, that she finds in the woods that are in the backyard. That's a conversation for another day.
Finds.
Anyway, but mom starring Allison Janney, I know that they've started shooting again. Okay. Or at least a table read or something. They're getting back to work, so... So hopefully that means other TV shows are able to start again. I imagine actors and writers are eager to have jobs again.
Pay bills, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. But before all that went down within the last year, we've had some pretty good movies. A couple of my new all-time favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 1917.
I just have it too. It's really good.
I still can't get over that movie. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And it totally deserved the Best Picture Oscar.
Yeah. And the Oscars was some that we went through this year.
Mm-hmm.
And how the Academy screws up and tends to keep screwing up.
Yeah.
And it did again.
Yeah, they did. Will we watch the Oscars again next year?
I don't know. Yeah, it depends. I mean, those stupid changes, they will take place. There's still people fighting it. It might not happen. And they schedule to take place in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to happen.
Yeah, a lot's going to happen.
Yeah. But we're definitely going to see some of the movies, because they nominate good movies. The winners, sometimes they go boldly to go and give to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see.
I think Ellen DeGeneres kind of put the nail on the head when she hosted 1 year. I don't remember if that was the Oscars or if it was a different award show, but it was a Best Picture type category, and she said, all right, it's either 12 Years a Slave or you're all racist.
Yes.
And she opened the envelope, and it was 12 Years a Slave. Which is not to say that film didn't deserve the award, but I think it just, you know, kind of highlighted the, how loaded some of those choices can be.
Yeah.
Either way, 1917 was one of the best films I've ever seen.
Yeah, even if it just complimenting and concluding that, it's like with this whole woke movement going on, even though it's like smaller, regular people like actors and crew and people that vote for the Academy, vote for the nominated movies, even people that influenced by this the society, this soup society in Hollywood, with this whole way of thinking, they end up voting for a movie that is because of this and not because of quality. Different than the Golden Globes, there are the voters are the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They are composed by journalists from the entire planet. So it's a little bit different. Still, journalists are influenced by that too. But, you know, it's different than someone that's just an actor. And
just actors
decided that knows any crap about politics and life and say, oh, this movie deals with this issue is pretty good, I'm gonna vote for that. And there's like six other movies better. Anyways, so yeah, we talk about awards and we got some good predictions. We got some right.
Yeah.
What else? What we have here?
For the new news this week?
No, for this last year.
Other highlights. Something that I really enjoyed talking about on the show was the conventions, which, because of obvious reasons, we didn't get to go to one this year. But at one of our very first episodes was covering FanX.
Yes.
Last year.
Salt Lake Comic Con. FanX. It's FanX, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. There's no subtitle, right?
I don't think so. It's just Salt Lake FanX.
Okay.
That's who we are.
Yeah, it's a big convention we have here in Salt Lake City. They get a lot of big names, celebrities, movies and TV. And they have authors, too. Not so much comic book. I mean, they do have comic book authors. But it seems like they have more book authors.
Yes. At this one, yes. Phoenix seemed more comic book.
They had oriented. Yeah, they had big names.
Yeah.
Big names that like from comic books that I read when I was a kid, I would never guess I would meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt Lake has big names too, but
it did. Phoenix Marv Wolfman.
Phoenix had more comic books.
Yeah.
Big names.
Yeah. But still it's such a fun experience. And then going as fans, but then also with Retina Weekly in mind, for me, just added a lot to the experience. But getting to interact with the actors and with the artists, and but also with other fans. And as cool and as exciting as the celebrities are, being like talking to like the cosplayers and some of the other like super fans is a really fun experience. Because people are just there for the love of these stories or these characters. And there's a lot of good vibes, man.
People are sad because FanX should be around now. And people are posting, like, oh, I should be there. Sweating in my costume.
Loneliness.
It's smelling like sweat and latex and
and
cheap fabric.
Yeah. Anyway, so we definitely missed that. But we had DC Fandom. Which was spectacular.
Yeah. DC put 2 days, two 24-hour events. Going through news and details of the narrative universe, books, comic books, video games, movies, and TV shows. And it seems like HBO is going to do the same. They registered, they copyrighted the name HBO Max Fandom.
Okay.
So, yeah, we might see HBO doing something similar.
It was a really cool event, and I still can't believe they made it free and just open. That was such a cool move on their part. And I knew that there would be exciting stuff, but I kind of anticipated just like a couple trailers and then a lot of filler. But all the panels were really, they were well moderated, they were well thought out, and they were interesting. Talking about like past stuff and current stuff. Anyway, so that was definitely a highlight of the last year for me.
Yeah, a lot of people involved. It was global, and they had people from all over the planet participating, guesting, hosting.
Yeah, and they managed to capture a lot of that fun stuff we just talked about from like FanX. They managed to do that in a safe way for everyone to participate in. So, well done, DC. And yeah, it'd be cool if HBO did that.
That's
I'd like to see
rumors.
Marvel, other people
out there
catch on.
It's like you're surprised that it's free. It's if it was live, I could see maybe they charging, but because it's all pre-recorded, it's like in the end it's basically like junkets, trailers, and you know promoting.
I guess.
You know, and with a lot of elements of junkets, but maybe a little bit of talk shows.
But there was it wasn't like your average like ET type junket that you would see, or like they went into more more detail. It was more like the type of thing that we would see at FanX, or that would be like released at San Diego or something like that.
Yeah.
And usually you have to pay quite a bit to get into those events. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I'm saying. Either way, it was fun. It was fun.
Yep. What else? Anything for the year?
Over the year?
I don't know. We saw movies. We saw TVs.
So many good movies. We had Joker and Birds of Prey, both of which I thought were fantastic. What else?
We saw movies and TV. But like games.
Oh, we have the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
CW.
Crossover. Yeah. That was pretty epic.
That was big.
Yeah.
What shows we said goodbye this year?
Arrow. Yeah.
Arrow left us.
Yep.
What shows we said welcome this year?
Gosh, that's a really good question, because...
Was that the new 5 this year? Was this year? Space Force was this year.
Yeah, Space Force was very good. And Avenue 5.
Netflix put out a
so much.
Bunch of pretty cool action movies. The Extraction.
Yeah, The Old Guard. The Old
Guard.
That one was very good.
The what else? The Six Underground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a good year for the streaming services.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely.
Not just because of like COVID kind of forcing it on us, but. Like, they've really delivered. There's been some pretty good some pretty good content. Watchmen,
HBO, Watchmen, yeah. HBO Max started this year. Apple Plus started this year. Peacock.
CBS All Access.
That will change
it. Which is now what?
It will change their name soon for Paramount Plus.
Oh.
Yeah. And since we're moving on, let's move on to the news of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the first one. Okay. CBS All Access will rebrand as Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Which I was totally okay with CBS All Access, but I guess it's confusing.
Is it? CBS, did you have access to all of CBS content?
It's like it's CBS, you know, you go to CBS.com, you expect for free stuff. If it's something separate and paid, you should call it different.
Okay, so, fair enough.
Paramount Plus, it's similar to Disney Plus, to Apple Plus, and, you know.
And it has that fancy plus word, implying more. Which is more.
Not even a word, a symbol. But I definitely like it. I like CBS All Access better than Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock still seemed a little weird. But, to be fair, I like their approach a lot better. The whole free with ads
thing. Oh, yeah, for now.
For now. But I'm a fan of that. Started the same. I remember back in the good old days.
Okay, what else?
Let's see.
Saw Glass Action Park.
Yes.
Let's go through real quick.
Okay, this for me goes right next to Tiger King in terms of absolutely bizarre, unbelievable, but actually true stories.
It's a story of a park in New Jersey. This guy gets money, buys tons of land, and creates a, what's it called, theme park?
Yeah.
Water park.
Yeah, water park, amusement park.
There's no rules. The rides are not safe, and the kids go there, and they drink, and they go wild, and people died.
Yeah, people actually died.
Yeah.
Just insane. And it's just unbelievable, and the documentary is well made, because it just builds and builds on the whole, like, oh, yeah, this is all crazy. And you know what? Here's what's even crazier.
Yeah.
And here's what's even crazier. So for the first while, you're just laughing because how ridiculous is this? How absurd is this? And then, like, there's the one water slide that's what the cannonball...
Loop.
Cannonball loop. So it's like a water slide that does a full, like, loop-de-loop. Except they didn't design it.
It's a loop-de-loop?
Loop-de-loop. Like, yeah, because the loop loops itself. Loop-de-loop.
I thought it was just a loop.
Well, that works too. But then you don't get to say loop-de-loop. Okay. So. Anyway, the injuries on this, like, if you're not the right size, people were coming out, like, bruised and bloody and broken. Getting stuck. Getting, like, lacerations from human teeth that were stuck in the side of the slide. Like, oh my gosh. And then, like, it wasn't just, like, the idiocy on the level of the park designers. It was the guests who were like, I can't swim, but I'm going to jump off the cliff into the 17-foot pool. Like, what the heck? Anyway, just unbelievable crazy stuff. I really, really wish that he could have gotten together with Joe Exotic because it's just, like, that energy. Yeah. I feel like it's the same.
Yeah, so Class Action Park is available on HBO Max. News from just quick a bit about DC fandom last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about many things, and one of the things that this the new season of Young Justice,
yes,
will be called Young Justice Phantoms. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
Young Justice is such a good show.
Yeah,
I say as an adult, we've also got a Mandalorian season 2 trailer.
We did see the trailer. It looks good. It looks exciting. Yeah. Again, as we said before,
mm-hmm.
It expands on the universe. Mm-hmm. Not getting close to the main scenario, to the main characters, but you mm-hmm. know, working on the background, behind the scenes, and you know, just a Mandalorian trying to survive.
Yeah.
With his baby Yoda.
Little green pal.
Yeah, or the child.
Yeah, well, a little yodeling. We saw
a Jedi.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure that girl was a Jedi.
I would hope so. I mean, he's looking for these Jedi sorcerer people. But
yeah.
Is she Jedi or is she just Force sensitive?
She's Sith. I think a Jedi.
Not Sith.
Just because she's black doesn't mean she's Sith.
I know, that's why I said not Sith. I'm not getting Sithy vibes. Anyways, we've got a new trailer also for a game, a Harry Potter open world.
Yes, game for PS5, and mm-hmm. we're gonna talk more about PS5. But this new Harry Potter open world called Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes,
which is kind of ironic because it's
like way before everything. It's set in the 1800s.
And by the way, mm-hmm. it made me think. Hogwarts was destroyed, right?
Mm-mm.
At the end of the last movie.
No, I mean it was pretty beat up, but not like destroyed.
Also, they rebuilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
They wanted to fix it up.
So yeah, the game.
Yeah, looks so cool. So it's set in the 1800s, which makes my heart happy because this is before everything else, which means we're gonna get really. This is Hogwarts without Dumbledore, without. Harry, obviously.
Scamander.
Yeah, no Scamander. This is way before all of that. And so this is a truly new and, like, set apart Hogwarts Harry Potter experience. And it sounds amazing. Like, very...
That looks good.
Yeah, like, this is gonna be the Hogwarts experience that we were all denied because we're Muggles, I guess? Anyway.
It's way back in the day, but it's mm-hmm. still during a period of time that, you know, the minister is there, the school, the academy is there, mm-hmm. Azkaban is there, so the wizarding world is still set as it is set now. It's not like thousands of years in the past, like, you know, the Knights of the Old Republic, which is still has a lot of elements of the New Republic.
Sure.
But it's like, it's recent enough that mm-hmm. the player, the reader, will have familiar aspects.
And you'll get to explore them in tremendous detail, according to the various articles and announcements. Mm-hmm. This seems to be really, very RPG-oriented. Decisions are going to determine a lot of how the game goes. Yeah. And kind of very much in keeping with the spirit of the houses, your decisions and your principles and all the rest are going to determine a lot of this game. They've also teased that your character is going to develop some kind of ability that is unique to your character. Nobody else has this. So, we'll see what that is. I don't know. Huh. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So,
unique for millions of players? Unique for millions of players?
No. Unique, like, the character in the game. So, it's not like I, Jedi's wife, would be the only person to have this. But like the main character of the game.
Oh, compared to the non-player.
Like how Harry is a parcel tongue. He's got this power. I don't know. Imagine something like that. Very few people are parcel tongue.
But there's a few people because they know.
But this is going to be something different, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that.
But yeah, the whole RPG I can see. You know, it's like. Mm-hmm. Go out in the woods collecting herbs and looking for fantastic beasts. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of elements to explore.
Yeah, exploration.
Especially on an open world game. Mm-hmm.
And just going to school. Like, you're just going to go to classes and learn magic.
Yeah.
It sounds, frankly, magical.
Hogwarts Legacy is coming out next year for PS5.
Yeah.
And about PS5.
And a bunch of other.
And about PS5, Sony announced yesterday that they would start selling the new PS5 today. Mm-hmm. Pre-ordering, pre-selling.
Yeah.
$4.99 for the full PS5 and $3.99 for the PS5 digital, the one that doesn't read discs, only download games. Retailers everywhere. I mean, the big ones, Walmart, Amazon, Best Buy, GameStop, decided that, like, screw it, you're going to sell it now. So they started selling yesterday, and it was chaos. People were trying to buy, and it was sold out everywhere. Mm-hmm. I got mine in my cart. I click on checkout. I put my address. When I click to put my payment method, it was like, oh, we sold out. And this, to this minute, it's still like, you keep receiving emails from Walmart. Hey, we got your product back. Click here to buy and click there to buy. And you click to check out. It's sold out. It's like people are going crazy. Yeah. Because a mess. A big mess. Sony itself didn't start selling direct to the consumer yet. So we'll see. Maybe they're going to fix it. It's rumored that it's going to be limited because the production is going to be limited because of COVID.
Freaking COVID.
Maybe that's why some people are like, where's my PS5? And they don't even have in black yet. It's only white.
Oh, what's the point?
Yeah.
Good for Sony making something that people want that bad. Well done them.
Yeah, and the price range is really good. Compared to the other releases, it's equal, if not even superior, compared to the original PS3 was $5.99. So, yeah.
Cool beans.
They also released in this event they had yesterday, they released footage and trailers for new games and some news, including Harry Potter, the new God of War.
It looks so cool.
Ragnarok. More footage for Spider-Man Miles Morales. And
bunch of other games.
The PlayStation 5 is going to be released on November 12th, just in time for the holidays. And you might try to pre-order
one.
But
good luck.
Oh, you might wait. Either way, by the end of the year, everybody's going to be playing in 4K.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's 120 gigahertz. SSD hard drives, which means super fast. No more loading screens. You know, all the news about PS5 that we've been talking about for months and months. Apple had an event, and they also talk about the news, you know, new mm-hmm. Apple Watch, one specific for fitness. They have a new iPads, and the new iOS apparently is going to change drastically.
Oh my. Yeah.
No iPhone yet. Mm. There's going to be a different event next couple of weeks. All right. What else we have?
Well, if you have $30 left over from all that tech, you can stay for a night in the mansion from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, Uncle Phil's house.
Yeah.
In Bel-Air, the real house, mm-hmm. is on Airbnb to celebrate the 30 years of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can have a chance to spend the night.
Almost anyone. You have to be a resident of LA County because of various COVID restrictions.
Oh, because of COVID, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be, like, a really cool experience for fans of the show. We've got access to, like, a lot of the wardrobe, and they're going to have turntables there, and something with, like, what's his name? DJ Jazz?
Jazz?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. There's a basketball hoop in the room, so you can play basketball in the room.
You can throw your you know, the cousin that you don't like through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Yeah, so they're really going all out to celebrate the anniversary of this show with, like,
yeah,
the reunion
cool.
on HBO, the reboot coming, or remake, reboot, whatever.
It's gonna be a remake.
Yeah. Either way, so there's that. There's that option for you.
Yes.
LA people. Okay.
Yeah. So Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house, LA. Mm-hmm. If you have the chance, go there.
Yeah.
Spend the night there.
Sounds like fun.
See the ghost of Uncle Phil. Okay, just to end, we have these two, right?
Yeah.
Just, okay, United with Fall, the summer show, the mm-hmm. big, tall, bald guy.
Yeah.
With the Latino wife and the Jane, she was on the original cast of SNL, Jane Curtin, I think. Let's call it that.
Okay.
So big comedian, big good. Time comedian.
Mm-hmm.
The show is canceled.
So surprising.
Yeah, it's summer kinda show.
Meh.
Very generic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was.
Stumptown, on the other hand, based on a comic book by Greg Rucka, it was renewed for a second season
mm-hmm.
in May, but because of COVID, they decided to cancel.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah.
Do you think they might bring it back?
Back
at
what?
Another time? Like maybe next year or something?
If it was canceled, it's canceled. People move on. The crew moves on.
Oh, that's fair.
The producers move on. The cast
Actors.
Moves on. It's
okay.
tough to bring a show back from the dead.
Yeah.
It's very unlikely. It's like very few instances that happen. And it happened many years later in the form
that's
of revival.
True.
You know, like
yeah.
they did with X-Files, like they did with 24.
Sure.
It's like once you shut the door, people leave and, yeah, mm-hmm. move on because, you know, people have to pay bills.
They do. Well, that's too bad because that show was really, like, it was different.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, go read the comic book.
Yes. I'll add that to my very long list of comics to read.
So, I guess, anything else?
I don't know. I think I'm tapped out. That's all I got this week.
Yeah, and for the
we'll
year.
We've been doing this for a year.
And that's it for this year.
Mm-hmm.
We see you next week when we start the whole new year of news and pop culture. Thank you for listening,
mm-hmm.
for watching, liking, commenting, sharing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, and so many everywhere you find a podcast,
yeah.
you can find us. So watch us, like us, from everywhere in the planet. You in Ireland, you in France, in Brazil, in China, yeah. So thank you, gracias. There's no Hispanic actually, huh?
Really?
I have to check. I don't think there's a lot of Hispanic countries on the list. And but if you want, please forgive me. I have checked the numbers again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thank you.
Yes, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
And see you next week. May the force be with you.
Live long and prosper.
Bye.
Bye.